Unemployment numbers released today show that those out of work fell nearly 8% in September to nearly 7% in October. Still, there are millions more out of work. Back in July, we met Betsy Ball, who lives in Ohio. And at the time, she was worried about what would happen after the government stopped the $600 extra a month in unemployment.
How is this going to carry on with the surges in the coronavirus going around the country? Is there going to be an extension? I know this completely depends on what the federal government decides to do in relation to the CARES Act, but we're just waiting to see. And the additional payments are up at the end of July. We're really wondering what's going to happen then.
4 months later, Betsy and millions of Americans are now living this reality and trying to get by with no relief in sight. Today, we're checking in on Betsy Ball, as well as another Betsy, Betsy Burke of Lansdowne, Pennsylvania, who also shared with us back in July how her family was trying to make ends meet after her husband lost his job during the pandemic. I was able to talk with both of them on the phone today. And a note, you may hear some construction noise in the background of our conversation. Well, let's start with you, Betsy Burke. You shared with us over the summer how your husband was furloughed in April from his job as a mechanical engineer, then laid off in June. For months, he had trouble collecting unemployment from the state of Pennsylvania. He finally started getting unemployment benefits in August. You all also have two children. How is your family doing?
It's been a challenge. He still doesn't have a job yet. There have been lots of interviews, even some second and third interviews, but no offers. So it has made it easier to deal with online school that they're both of us home, but that's a minor consolation in many ways.
Sure, sure. Betsy Ball, we had you on the program as well back in July, and you told us back then that although you have an address in Ohio, you currently don't have a home, as you and your husband and adult daughter have been trying to keep your family-owned travel business afloat. How are you all holding up right now?
I mean, we're okay. We're very lucky in many ways, but it's incredibly frustrating. And there's just so much uncertainty. So, yeah, we don't have a home. We've literally been couch surfing since March. We bounce between family and friends. And during a pandemic, that presents challenges. And it's quite a ride. And I don't know how long it's going to go on. Our focus is on creating custom itineraries for people who want to travel to Europe. Well, we're not allowed to go to North Americans or Americans aren't allowed to go to Europe right now. And there's no foreseeable time when we can go to Europe. It's just not possible right now.
I hear it from both of you. You're just trying to sustain right now in this impossible time. But how are you keeping your heads above water during these times? I'll start with you, Betsy Burke.
Well, one thing that has helped substantially has been the food programs that were run by the USDA during the summer, connecting farmers who had lost a lot of their clientele and people who really needed food. So I have been part of my community and going and picking up boxes and helping to distribute things. And that has helped substantially. There was an extension of that program for October, but that has now expired. So there were no food boxes this week and will not be for the foreseeable future.
What are you going to do?
Well, we were fortunate to have a basement freezer. So there's a lot of stuff from those boxes that I froze, because who really needs 3 pounds of shredded mozzarella each week? And we had a big garden this year, and I've tried to freeze as much as I can or can things to help that stretch out a little bit further.
Betsy Ball, I know that since you all don't have a permanent home, you've been couch surfing. That's been sort of a challenge for you and your family, and really being able to obtain benefits. How have you all been able to get by?
It has been a challenge. Our daughter, who's a partner in our business, is a resident in Wisconsin, and she applied for unemployment in Wisconsin in May, and she finally started getting some of those benefits in September. So we're digging into our savings to pay for our living expenses wherever we are. We contribute to food and we help as we can, but people have been very generous and understanding and helpful.
What support do you need from our political leaders, Betsy Burke?
I guess part of it is the reassurance that there is actually a cohesive plan to address the coronavirus. As much as of a variable as that is, still knowing that we're going to follow the science, hopefully bring us out of this mess a bit faster. But also just that, you know, that $600 that they gave up on back in the summer would make an enormous difference.
How are your kids doing?
They're doing fine. We try hard to keep them unaware of the financial situation. My six-year-old, he has no clue at all about it. And my 10-year-old, he is cognizant of the situation. So I noticed that he doesn't hop up and down about me forgetting to give him his allowance quite the way he used to. But one of the challenges is going to be, here comes Christmas. My six-year-old has already started declaring that Santa will be coming. So it's going to be challenging. It's going to be hard to hide it from them anymore once we're dealing with gift giving. So their main concern right now is just dealing with online school.
You both are going through a similar struggle. What questions might you have for each other?
Well, I just want to say to Betsy that my heart is just breaking for you. I think it's so hard when you have young children to be going through this, and I just really admire your strength and your courage and your persistence and your dedication, and I just want to be encouraging.
Thank you. Yeah, and, you know, similarly, it's so hard to think about a family whose family business is travel, which has been decimated by the pandemic, and there's no way of knowing how that will and when that will improve. So good luck.
And good luck to you, my goodness.
Any advice you all have for each other?
I told my daughter recently that I'm better at giving advice than taking it. My advice for you is to hold on to the strength of the family that you have already and just go even deeper and be as creative as you can. And we always have to find these pearls amongst all this giant mess that'll keep us going. And I feel confident that you will, even though it's really, really hard when we're worried about so many different things.
It is. It is challenging. But I mean, I guess I would say to you, since it's such a challenge when you're staying in someone else's space and you do not have control over that space, that can feel really claustrophobic. And it's kind of unavoidable this year to be depressed. That's just how everybody is right now, it seems. So my advice to people is always to find ways to help someone else. For one thing, it just takes up some of your time, so you have less opportunity to think about your own troubles.
That is such good advice. Thank you. That's really good advice.
It really helps you to get out of your head. In addition to the fact that I'm benefiting from it, it also gives me a sense of purpose, that I am contributing. And that is what we lose right there. The sense of purpose and the feeling that we're contributing is what we lose when we are not working, when we don't have the ability to donate to our favorite charities like our church. So finding ways to help other people, to help your community, is good therapy. One friend said at one point she and her husband both lost their jobs and they have four boys, which sounds a whole lot more challenging than two. And when I was getting milk and stuff for her at one point, she said, my grandmother always used to say, the poor help the poor. So that's part of how we're getting through this. And I don't know what I'd do without my town's sense of community.
That's Betsy Ball of Worcester, Ohio, and Betsy Burke of Lansdowne, Pennsylvania, sharing updates with us about how their families are navigating their unemployment during the pandemic. Thanks to you both.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much.